Wow, so such a long time, Dish. Such a long time. Just so busy, right?
So busy, so busy. How you been?
Good. But so apparently, Spotify, what we use, like all our tools, all our format, is not going to be able to help us out anymore. Like they're not helping out anyone anymore. Like that's podcasting. So these have to be done like on your own format, which I was prepared for and ready for because I already knew this was gonna happen. But it's just now because so many people are just like, you know, when like YouTube was like a thing, like now it's just a thing. But basically it's all edited, it's all, you know, just it's not what it used to be when it was at its best, and that's just what's happening now. As so many people are starting a podcast that we're now losing the things that helped us make it easy to podcast, which is unfortunate for us, considering that we've been podcasting now for quite some time.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay, we're in spring, the beginning. You know, I love spring. Like spring, I'm definitely not. Summer's great. You know what I mean? When I was more of a kid and we got the summertime off just because of school, it was more, you know, something to admire, but not so much now with the heat and everything. More of like a fall and a spring guy. But spring is supposed to be the beginning of a new life, you know, just new beginnings, right? Kind of the rebirth of Christ when it comes to religion.
Yeah. The beginning of Dodger baseball.
Exactly what I want to talk about. So, talk a little Dodger baseball.
Well, they officially started the season last week, last Wednesday on the 20th in South Korea against the San Diego Padres.
So yeah, let's talk about that. Why South Korea? Why Padres? Just a little bit. I mean, but more importantly, why Korea? What was what's with the
Well,
what's with
they've been doing that lately, like opening the seasons or like having games and internationally, like let's say Mexico. The Dodgers have played there before against the Padres too. Diamondbacks, Yankees are, I think, believe are playing in Japan, or in Mexico also. They've been doing that, you know, spreading the, you know, baseball internationally. So they've been having major league regular season games in other countries. A few years back, I would say about like 10 years, they opened the season up in Australia. The Dodgers did against the Diamondbacks, if I believe so. So they, you know, they're trying to spread the game.
Yeah, they're trying to spread the game. I mean, worldwide, something is like, I think right behind, I mean, a lot of sports now, especially nowadays, are worldwide. But I think like right behind, like soccer or football, you know, what they call it internationally, baseball has to be like the top second, right?
Yeah, I would go that way because I mean, like especially since the inception of the World Baseball Classic, they've like every year more and more teams, more and more countries have a team.
No, that makes sense. So let's talk a little bit of Dodger baseball. It's Dodger baseball, from what like most people, especially like people in LA who are like the most biggest critics, because like people here are just, you know, bleeding, hoping for a championship. It seems like the team always falls short. So now they go and acquire the Angels' top player, who's Japanese, who could pitch, who could bat, who's like an all-around, just supposed to be, you know, a great baseball player, is now a Los Angeles Dodger after speculation of him being a Dodger from the get-go, but accepting an offer to the Anaheim Angels, or what is it?
They're Anaheim Angels again.
Okay, they're not the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles, or what was it?
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Oh, it's crazy. That was it.
I think they went back to straight Anaheim Angels.
That was the stupidest thing I ever heard when that happened.
Yeah, me too.
So now the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Anyways, so how exactly do you say his name?
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani is now a Dodger. I mean, how would you say overall how would you judge his performance overall in his time with the Angels?
Spectacular. I mean, he won two MVPs. Cy Young. I mean, it was a spectacular run with the Angels. You did say like the Angels top player, but you know, I'm gonna stick to my guns and say, you know,
Mike Trout
is just the Angels top player. And Dodgers have been trying to recruit him. Mookie Betts and him are good friends, and they've been trying to recruit him, but he's sticking to his guns and saying he wants to stay there and win a championship with the Angels. Probably won't happen, and he'll be one of those players that would just stay, you know, not win a championship, would be one of the greatest ever known. But
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders.
Exactly. Different sport, but same scenario.
Yeah, I got you. I would say, you know, Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson, right? I don't think Allen Iverson was that great. I wouldn't say he's on a level that Trout or Barry Sanders is. Even, I mean, a different sport again, basketball, but I wouldn't say. I may say more of like who's a good example of a basketball guy. It seems like the basketball players.
Reggie Miller?
Yeah, always dedicated to the Pacers. Yeah, that's a good example. That's a great example, because I was just about to say, which is probably true, that basketball players are more in the NBA are more prone to play for different teams than baseball or football, right?
Yeah, but the greats, they stay. Like, if you think about who the greats were.
But the greats win, like in basketball. That's why they stay.
Yeah.
But Reggie Miller is a great example.
Yeah.
Good example. Probably one of the real, I mean, who else ever really? I mean, but that's a good example. I'm sure there's more. I mean, we could, you know, but like, you know, Larry Bird's and the Kobe Byrons and the Magics. I mean, they all stood, they were great, but you know, the Jordans, but they stood, you know, loyal to that franchise because they were also winning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Back to the Dodgers.
Back to Dodger baseball. So, with the season supposed to come up, but I heard recently now that he's in some kind of trouble now, like some kind of gambling problem.
Yeah, so like apparently it hits its interpreter that has been supposedly stealing money from him and or using his money to gamble. And, you know, there's still an investigation, but of course, you know, it's, in my opinion, it's pretty obvious that it was him doing the gambling. But apparently he's the one that discovered that his money was gone, the missing, and, you know, blamed it on the interpreter. So, I mean, details are coming out every day, you know, daily about, like, what's going on with that situation. And he's, like, he's sticking to his gun. And, like, I honestly think that, you know, the MLB is going to try to cover it up because it's a, you know, he's a top player. You know, he's one of, he's, like, something that's going to change baseball in the long run, and, you know, keep the fans from coming, you know, make it internationally, you know, known.
Wait, keep the fans from coming or keep them coming?
Keep them coming, you know? Keep them coming, I mean.
And so now the Dodger season is now opening up. I mean, I don't think the fans are really going to judge too much on that. I think that he's going to do great, like, for fan appearance, you know, just overall great for the franchise. But my biggest question is, do you think that this guy alone, because of what we've seen in the past, could actually help the Dodgers, like, do, like, win, like, a World Series? Because they've done everything but that forever.
It's not him alone. Excuse me. Like, they, putting together a good team, you know, you got to give the general manager, you know, pat on the back. Because he not only just signed, they not only just signed him. They, you know, they also signed one of the top pitchers, Tyler Glasgow from the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. He was one of the top free agents out, you know, here, and then also signed another Japanese player, Yoshimoto. I don't know the first name, but his last name is Yamamoto. I can't pronounce it.
Yoshi.
Yoshi Yamamoto. We'll go with that.
Remember Yoshi?
Yeah.
From Mario.
Mario's homie.
I think Yoshi was, like, the best character that you could use. He was definitely far more advanced than any other, like, you know, how you're the raccoon in, like, Super Mario 3 for Nintendo. Yoshi changed the game in Super Nintendo, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So now, I was excited like years ago, you know, when you're just totally anticipating something and they're making big moves. But now the Dodgers, it just seems like they choke so much. But I mean, they had that World Series, that the pandemic one, right?
Yeah, they had the short season. I mean, I get it. Like, people are not giving them credit for it. But a lot, I mean, it's fans that really are, and critics that are not giving them a lot of credit. But like former NBA players that are, I mean, MLB players that are analysis. They agree that that was probably one of the hardest championships to win because you were isolated playing, you know, like just like the same teams, and then being able to win with no fans, and you know, because fans, you know, they make a big impact, you know, and doing it and just being able to, you know, you're just playing, you know, like the same thing, you know, with other sports at that time, you know, like the NBA, like. It was just, the fans make a big difference in the way you know, things turn out.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. And the thing is I always knew that, like, especially, like, you know, coming from, like, a sports background. But the thing is, you know, some people might not and just, you know, hey, well, this is all about the teams. But when we watched, like, they had MMA and they had, you know, NBA and MLB games with no fans, It was like you weren't watching. Like, you realize how much the fans actually make the sport.
Exactly. They're there cheering everybody on, and if it affects, you know, like, you get home field advantage, and like when there's no fans out there, I mean, you have no home field advantage.
Exactly. So, I mean, what's your overall take though now, like with the Dodgers? I mean, okay, so real quick, Dish, give us overall. Of who's gone, who are we not going to see again for this year for the Dodgers?
You're not going to see what's his name, Julio Rios. Of course, he's still going into he has his little problem with the law for spousal abuse. You're not going to see a few players. I think Joe Kelly's gone. Justin Turner's gone again. You're going to see, I think there's a lot of changes going on too. Like Mookie Betts, he's going to be a shortstop. He's going to be playing, he's a starting shortstop now.
How so? Why is that happening?
Well, because, you know, they lost Corey Seager and Trey Turner, and they were trying, you know, fill it in with having, you know, like Chris Taylor, you know, playing it. And then Gavin Lux, you know, who's a natural second baseman playing shortstop. But, you know, Gavin Lux in the spring training didn't cut it out. So Mookie Betts stepped in. I mean, Mookie Betts is an all-around stud. He could play any position, and he's proven it so far. I mean, I think that's where he started, like in college and
playing shortstop. Well, yeah, he's definitely got the glove and the quick feet for it.
Yeah, he definitely does. And then that's what... You know, that's what, like, everyone's, you know, talking about Shohei Ohtani. But you got to remember, we got Mookie Betts. We got Freddie Freeman. We got Will Smith. We got Max Muncy. We got Kike Hernandez. We got, who I used to say don't believe the hype. What's his name from, how can I forget his name? I like him so much. Now, I'm going blank right now. But used to play for the Braves. What's his name,
Cruz? No.
Oh, no. What's his name?
Acuña?
Nah. Yeah, older guy. Remember when he was all... forget. I'm going to turn my head off.
It's okay. So you actually, I mean, again, as being a fan, you're definitely hopeful for the Dodgers this year, right?
Well, of course. If you want me to predict the World Series, I'll do it right now. I'm going to say it's going to be the Yankees and the Tigers. I mean, the Dodgers and the Tigers.
Dodgers and the Tigers. Or you heard it from Dish.
Yeah. I mean, of course, most likely going to be the Yankees, but I don't know. The Tigers, you know, Detroit has been catching my attention in every aspect in every sport. Like, you know, the Lions in the football, I called them. They almost did. I don't know. The Tigers, for some reason, very, very underrated, but they have a nice homegrown squad going around. And I think they have a shot. But the thing, too, also about, like, the Dodgers and the National League West, like, the National League West has five teams, and those five teams are in the top 10 in all MLB starting rotations. So the National League West is about pitching, but and having studs, you know, like Freddie Freeman, Max Muncy, Mookie Betts, and Shohei Ohtani to be able to swing that bat. I think we have a good shot, you know, of taking the West. And if we could take the West, I think we could take the National League.
That's a good point. So those are good points, very good points that you just made. And so I'm hopeful too, you know, being from LA and loving the Dodgers. I can't, you know, I'm not really into it or follow it just because they let me down and everyone down so much every year. But again, I admire that how hopeful you are every year, Dish. I really do.
Yeah, you know, they can't, you know, let you down all the time. And there's, it's bound to happen. And you just got to keep your hope up. Hopefully it's this year.